News talk.
There's nothing I can do. A total eclipse of the heart.
99.
That takes a long time to get to that, doesn't it?
It does. That's
whoa.
A couple minutes.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Well, that's day trip destinations.
I never know what you're going to get.
Never know what you're going to get.
Welcome, everybody, and good morning.
Good Friday morning
to you. It's eclipse week. Hopefully everybody enjoyed the eclipse on
Moon
Day.
Right.
Okay, calm down. That's enough.
All right.
Hopefully everyone had their glasses and did the whole thing and was able to see. I mean, I won't lie. It was a little like, wah, wah, wah.
Right.
I wasn't exactly
I guess it's really one of those things like where it's like, I don't know. Even then, it's just it's dark for a minute. I mean, I get it. It's neat, but I don't know.
I mean, I guess the fact of it, like the selling point is that it only happens in, you know, usually once in a lifetime or something.
Right, but at the same time, you know, it's okay.
I mean, I don't know. It was definitely an interesting experience.
It was.
Seeing everybody's posts and where they traveled and what they did.
I always love it. It's just like immediately after, it's just, I knew as soon as I went to my feed, I was just going to see a bunch of amateur photos of, you know, just like a bunch of phone photos of the sun, which were horrible.
I was like, you know, what are you going to do, right? People want to make memories.
They're excited. I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
and nowadays, it's like your Facebook page just becomes your, like, scrapbook, right? Like, nobody scrapbooks anymore. My mom did magical scrapbooks when we were kids. But, I mean, she hasn't touched that stuff in years, right? It's Facebook now.
Right. Yeah,
like,
it's true.
When you look back on your memories and they're like, hey, you have memories from a year ago. You're like, look at that. That's great.
Yeah. I mean, at this point now, it's like 12, 13 years of memories, which is crazy.
Yeah. Didn't we say, we said on one of our shows, Facebook was turning 20 years old?
Yeah, probably. It must have. Yeah, it sounds about right. Yeah. Which is nuts. It's crazy to think the internet has been around almost like 30 years now.
It's crazy to think that the internet wasn't a thing when we were kids.
Right.
Like, that's weird to me.
Yeah. I'd like to thank our sponsors.
Excellent idea.
Which include Crown Point Cabinetry, Appleseed Restaurant, Bar Harbor Bank and Trust, Sweet Pea Market and Cafe, One Credit Union, Eversource, New London Hospital, Forbes Tavern, and Bookkeeping with Phyllis Gagnon. This segment is brought to you by Little Brother Burger at 420 Main Street in New London. Open Monday through Sunday, 11:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. Find feature items, drink promos, music events, and more by searching for Little Brother Burger on Facebook. And new to Little Brother, online ordering with Chow Now. Head on over to littlebrotherburgercompany.com and place your order for New Hampshire Magazine's best burger in the Lake Sunapee region. And brought to you by New London Hospital Express Care. From rashes to bumps or fevers to falls, for life's unexpected injuries and ailments, there's New London Hospital Express Care. Visit New London Hospital Express Care with convenient weekend and evening hours. No appointment needed. You'll have all the access to all services you need under one roof, including radiology and laboratory testing. This is expert care at your speed.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you to all of our sponsors for supporting the show. We appreciate you. There has been some talk about potentially but doing a karaoke night in town.
Really? Where?
We don't know yet. But, Little Brother Burger is one of the options for us to...
Oh, God, I want to do karaoke so bad.
I would dominate. I would like to throw that out
I
there.
I would dominate.
No.
No.
No. No.
No.
No. Completely 100% me. Day trip listeners, if you could take it to the Facebook page and say who you would like to dominate the karaoke contest.
Ashley or Matt.
Do you think it's going to be me? Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Or Matt. I think it's going to be me. Karaoke is kind of being talked about right now. So I don't know what that's going to look like or when that's going to pick up. But people better be ready.
They better.
So hopefully people were able to enjoy the solar eclipse. Obviously, it's one of those things that, you know, it happens once in a while.
Once in a blue moon. Because it's rare, like a blue moon.
Thanks. So there is a way, if you are interested in recycling your glasses, the Montshire Museum is collecting them. So the Montshire in Vermont is collecting all of the glasses. So if you don't want to throw your glasses away and you want to make sure that they get reused and repurposed for something else, you could certainly do that. There's a few options to recycle your glasses should you want to do that.
Yeah, or just save them for 50 years from now.
I mean, you could do that as well.
Put them in a
That would be what my mother would do.
Yep. Time capsule.
So this week was a pretty busy week. We also had our Business Resource Expo on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
So this was an opportunity for the tri-chambers to get together and kind of put all of the resources for businesses under one roof.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is something we're going to do every year. Nice. So we'll probably end up doing it in the springtime every year because that's kind of still a quiet time.
Mm-hmm.
For a lot of businesses before they really pick up for summer season. So it gives people an opportunity to make those connections and to kind of talk to those people. If you're looking for money for your business, capital, if you're looking for resources, jobs, if you have open jobs, those kinds of things, this will give you the opportunity to make some of those connections before the summer season really hits.
Mm.
So, yeah, so it was exciting. It was pretty good. We've got a Small Business Administration, Small Business Development Center, SCORE Volunteers, New Hampshire Business Review, Business New Hampshire Magazine. We had a lot of folks who were there.
Mm-hmm.
And then some local resources too, even folks marketing and yep. those kinds of things to broaden what our small businesses here in the area are able to connect with and what they're able to do.
Yeah.
That's something we'll continue to do year to year. So we'll bring it back to you.
Is this a tri-chamber?
Yeah, this is a tri-chamber initiative.
Okay.
It makes a lot of sense for us to do those kinds of things together.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not trying to recreate the wheel, you know, in our individual areas.
We're stepping over each other and...
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it makes sense, too, for us to host a lot of these things in Newport because it's right between both of our kind of coverage areas or all three of our coverage areas.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty easy to get to. It's easy to navigate. You know, people are kind of familiar with it. So it makes it work for these kinds of events.
Yeah.
And it's fun. It's a great opportunity for folks to get to know the three of us if they don't already know us.
Mm-hmm.
We're like the Three Stooges sometimes. You know what I mean? Like we're a little wild and crazy. But
the Chamber Chicks.
Yeah. It's just, it's kind of wild. But we thoroughly enjoy what we do when we're able, and we love it even more when we're able to do it together. Mm-hmm. So it makes it pretty great.
Yeah.
So yeah, so that's kind of what could have took place this week. We also had a lot of other things going on Thursday. It's kind of nice when the state of New Hampshire acknowledges chamber directors.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're kind of a unique breed. We do a lot of things for a lot of people, and we wear a lot of different hats.
Yeah.
And even though we're the directors of local nonprofits, we're also... You know, we're PR, we're marketing, we're accounts receivable, accounts payable, we're community connectors. But I do think that definitely those different hats that we wear don't often get recognized.
Yeah.
So on Thursday, yesterday, we were able to go down and celebrate 6 chamber directors that were acknowledged for their contributions to the state of New Hampshire Commerce.
Nice.
So it's pretty cool. One day, maybe I'll be on the stage.
I'm sure you will.
But not yet.
Not yet.
I'm still young.
Yeah. You're still...
I'm a doe in the world of chamber.
Old does.
Old does. No, I'm still very young.
Yeah.
I'm still very green.
Green.
Is that what they would call it?
I guess so. Yeah. Green. Yeah.
But that's exciting. And I love to learn from my peers and to be able to network like that at that state level and see all of those, you know, those awards being given to colleagues who really deserve them and have done a lot for not only their chambers and their members and their communities, but also for the state.
Right.
So it's a really great way to see that and support them. Something else that's coming up here next week, and it's kind of our focus right now, is local young professionals. So
the Vibe at 5.
Well, Vibe at 5 is actually the marketing change for our Business After Hours.
Mm-hmm.
So Business After Hours historically, and I'm sure everyone who's listening to this radio program is going, wah, wah, right? And you listen to Business After Hours and you're like, oh my God, that sounds boring.
But not anymore,
everyone. We're pivoting. So young professionals. So we are working on recruiting and retaining more young professionals for our regional groups. So we have... a young professionals networking group in the Lake Sunapee region that has been pretty active and pretty engaged over the past probably 2-3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And people are just kind of shifting out, which happens all the time.
Right.
You know,
people get
transition,
older.
People will get older, people transition, people have kids, you know, and then things kind of change. So I think things just happen. And so we're always looking for kind of a new influx of leadership for those kinds of programs. And what we're doing is we're actually looking at setting our entire 2024 year of activities and events so that we don't have to think about it. We don't have to worry about it. We're just doing it and it's done with.
Yep.
So not only like our monthly meetup meetings, which we're going to switch back and forth from like a coffee hour to like a meetup at a bar, but we're also going to do things like social stuff. You know what I mean? Like meeting up for bowling and doing kind of some fun things that I will watch from afar. But sure, if people want to do that, they're more than welcome to. But just things that more often than not, people don't want to do by themselves, but might want to do with a group of people, like bowling, apple picking, you know, some of the things in, you know, mini golf, all of those kinds of things that, you know, you might not want necessarily want to do alone, but you want to have, you want to kind of meet new people while doing. So we're looking at setting that schedule, and we have a survey that's out right now. So I encourage people to head to the Lake Sunapee Region Chamber Facebook page or my personal Facebook page if you're feeling fancy. I know, I've got lots of friends. I got like 2,500 friends. On Facebook.
I have 200 and something.
Because I'm a genius. No, I'm not actually not a genius. I just accept everyone.
You just have a lot of friends.
And honestly, I know that people look at the young professional title and they're like, oh, that's not me. Mm-hmm. But really, any age of person is a young professional, right? You can be 18 to 25. You could be 25 to 35. You could be 35 to 45. It really does not matter.
Isn't age just really just a feeling?
It is. It's just how you
be a young professional at 65.
I mean, that's a bit of a stretch, but we could go
64.
There we go. I feel like that's better.
65 is retirement, so.
Yeah, you got to be. Yeah. But I think that, you know, a lot of people, like I'm 36 years old, and at times I look at the.
How old am I? 41.
41, yeah.
Almost 42.
So.
Meaning of life.
The meaning of life, that's right. But yeah, so I think a lot of people think that, you know, like when I'm 36 and sometimes when I'm at the meetings, I'm like, oh my God, I should not be here. But in fact, like I have things to tell and to share with the, you know, the 20-year-olds and the 25-year-olds.
Right. Yeah.
And even the 30-year-olds, they're like, you're asking me those questions. But so it's important to remember that that's still a thing. Mm-hmm. Right. And then I think a lot of people, too, when they're thinking of young professionals, they don't necessarily think of the students that are graduating high school that are going into maybe the workforce or the students that are graduating and going to college. Like they're considered young professionals as well.
Right.
So it's an opportunity to kind of get those folks involved and connected with the community. So we'll do different volunteer opportunities. We'll step up for some of our local fairs and festivals to volunteer and just offer our hands and our help. So I think there's a lot more to be had there. And we're hoping that we can get this survey out to the masses so we can get some feedback about what the young professionals in the region are looking forward to doing with the same category and the same age group of people. So it's kind of one of our goals over the next month or so is to pull that information out and then kind of map out what the rest of the year is going to look like. So that's kind of some of the chaos that's been going on this week.
Yeah.
And moving forward, I suppose.
Never ends.
No, yeah. Which is why we love it.
That's right. Take a quick break and come back with the next segment of the Age of Destinations on News Talk 99.7 WNTK, AM 1490, FM 98.9 WUVR.
My waves get lost in the ocean. 7 billion swimmers, man, I'm going through the motions. Sent up a flare, I need love and devotion. Traded for some faces that I'll never know notion. Maybe I should try to find the old me. Take me to the places and the people that know me. Trying to just connect, thinking maybe you could show me. If there's so many people here, then why am I so lonely? Can I get a connection? Good friends, hard to find, let's face it. By the perfect home when there's a flood in the basement. Made a couple dollars now and I ain't trying to chase it. Kids from Oklahoma, man, we don't waste it. I'm just trying to paint the picture for me. Something I could give a damn about in maybe 40 years. And I've been ready and willing and able to edit the story. Cause there's too many people here to be so damn lonely.
News Talk 99.7 WNTK, AM 1490, FM 98.9 WUVR.
A little One Republic there.
One.
Connection.
Can I get a connection? This segment is brought to you by Sweet Pea Cafe. Open once again, it's a return of breakfast sandwiches and other freshly prepared breakfast and lunch items highlighting seasonal produce. Made to order on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Find wraps, salads, soups, and more in the grab and go cooler all week long during Sweet Pea Market hours, Wednesday through Sunday. Hang there or take to go. And by Crown Point Cabinetry, a a second-generation family business located in Claremont, Crown Point, nationally recognized for fine-quality cabinetry for your entire home.
Awesome. Thank you so much to our sponsors for supporting the show. We appreciate you.
Yep.
Appreciating us, appreciating our community. The reason that I wanted to use the word, the song Connection by One Republic is because I've got a lunch connection coming up April 30th from 12, between 12 and 2 p.m.
Yeah.
You can come to the chamber office, bring your lunch. We're not providing lunch, let me be very clear.
Okay.
You can bring your lunch and you can sit down, chitty chat with me, figure out what's going on, what's coming up. If you have any cool ideas, we're going to do some brainstorming. We're going to think outside the box. What does our community need? How can we achieve it? What can we do together? It's really going to be vibing.
I feel the vibe.
But we're going to start these lunch connections.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of other chambers do lunch and learns, which are very successful. Like, so they'll have an educational speaker over the lunch hour. But I want to kind of start slow. I want to see like who's interested in coming out during their lunch break and coming over to the chamber office. So we're going to start with that first, see how it goes for the first couple of months. And then if people are really kind of feeling it, because we have our coffee and conversations too. So we'll provide coffee and we'll provide like pastries.
Right.
So folks can come to us before work. And that's pretty well attended, but I'd like to see how the lunch hour works because everyone knows I am not a morning person. So, you know, lunchtime is good for networking and conversation.
Lunchtime for us is breakfast time.
Exactly. See? Perfect.
Yep.
So, lunch connection on April 30th at the chamber office, sometime between noon and 2 p.m. Feel free to come over whenever you're available and head out whenever you need to. But that's going to be our couple hours.
Bring a brown bag.
Brown bag it. Bring a lunch. Yeah.
Or maybe a thermos bag.
Or pick up lunch before you come or something like that.
That's true. You can do that too. I figure you can get like fresh food and then just bring it.
You could.
Yeah. Because it doesn't go to bad that fast.
Right. That's how people sometimes do it.
Yeah. I've done takeout before.
Oh, good. Good. Glad to hear it.
And I guess you do.
I mean, Little Brother Burger. You can go to Chow Now, the Chow Now app. And
ChowNow.com. Go to littlebrotherburger.com and use the Chow Now app and order some burgers online. And
so if you'd like to join me for the lunch connection, well, that would be awesome. We're going to do one hopefully every month if the schedule allows. Sometimes the schedule in the month gets kind of wild and crazy and packed, and I don't really have a lot of time to add in additional things. But you'll hear from us. And if you follow us on Facebook, on Instagram, if you follow our website for the calendar, all those kinds of things, you'll be able to keep track of all of that.
I think if I did that, I would literally bring a brown bag and just like put spaghetti right into it.
You know what? That's so funny that you mentioned that. I just saw on Facebook this mom who had had it up to like she had it up to her eyeballs with her family.
Yeah.
So she literally just covered her table with wrapping paper and threw cooked pasta on the table and threw tomato sauce and meatballs and then just shook a whole thing of shaker cheese and then threw some garlic bread. And she was like, get your forks. And she walked out.
I've actually seen people do that like on purpose.
I was like, that's cool.
Yeah, like just like a huge counter with just
pasta,
which is weird.
Well, but I've seen people do it with nachos. Like, you know, people, if they have like a really big party, like Super Bowl kind of thing, things, when you have a big party of people coming over, you can just cover your entire dining room table with aluminum foil.
Yeah,
I think it's kind of fun.
No, it is. I mean, the covering is important.
Yeah,
because I've seen people literally just put it on the countertop, and it's like,
No. Yeah. It would definitely need a cover. But of course, that was not really highly encouraged during like the COVID time. But it's like one of those things where it's just you know, it's kind of a cool thought process,
right,
to think about doing it. But
yeah.
When my family vacations in North Conway every summer, the past two summers we've been talking about doing that, and we've never pulled the string, if you will, and made it happen.
Yeah.
We just have talked about putting a nacho table together. It's just a little wild. Okay, so lunch connection, if you're interested, please join me. That would be fabulous. Some other things to think about. So obviously on my radar are a lot of different pet opportunities because of my wee little KK.
Yes.
She's so excited that the sun was out earlier this week.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't really get too much. She didn't get weird about the eclipse or anything like that. She was just, I don't know. She didn't sleep a lot that day, but I think that had to do with more with the fact that she slept like crazy over the weekend. She's been out and about and we've been taking walks and we've been doing all the things. So she's so excited about the warm weather and she hasn't had to wear her sweaters or any of that.
This is the first week, like when I wake up in the morning and look outside in the morning and there's like a certain light that's like stronger. You can tell it's like I don't know what it is, but like it's like a certain day, like in early April, that it happens every year for me. And it just like the light is just so that it's like, spring's coming. And before that, it just feels like winter.
And you felt that this
I did,
beginning of the week?
Yeah.
Well, there you go. snow. Spring is on the way.
Yep.
Matt has announced
no more snow. That's it.
Forget that groundhog.
Yeah, it's done.
Macross tells you it's here. On the way. So there's a new pet store
in
Sunapee.
Uh-huh.
So if anyone knows Dr. Laura Piera, so she is one of the vets at Pleasant Lake Vet in Elkins. And she's seen KK on a couple different times. So she lives in Sunapee, and she has been wanting to open up her own pet retail store for quite some time. And she posted on Facebook, it was probably beginning of April.
Yeah.
And she said, hey, guys, I've been working on this. It's something that I really feel passionate about. A lot of times retail stores, and even when you purchase all of your pet products on Amazon or over, you know, any sort of internet purchased, like Chewy.com, right? Mm-hmm. So a lot of the times when you purchase those things, it's not the best version of what it should be for your pet. And
it depends.
Well, that's what she says.
I mean, I use Chewy.
Well, it's probably not the best version of what you...
No, it's just Purina. It's just...
Well, yeah, but Purina is probably not the best thing for your cats. So it just depends,
right? It's Purina Beyond. It's grain-free. It's all meat. No fillers.
So with her having her vet experience and being a local vet and seeing a lot of our current animals and friends, like our cats and our dogs.
Our furry family.
Our furry family friends. So she has opened up this pet shop, and it's called Pet Wellness 101. So it's at 552 Route 11. So it's in the building that is right next to the gas station in the like lower the Main Street.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep.
So it's right there. It's a pretty colorful circle. Logo.
Is it in the gas station?
No, no, no. It's in the building that's next to the gas station, which is what I just said.
I didn't know there was one.
Yep. And so there's like a hair salon thing. There's a couple different offices. So it's a little bit of a kind of a complex right there. And so the logo is just like a paw print, and it's kind of tie-dye, if you will. So local pet retail is something that I am becoming passionate about, obviously.
There's not a lot around here, honestly.
There isn't. So you've got Unleashed in New London. You've got Bark and Bath Pet Spa. She does have some items for purchase there, snacks and treats and leashes and collars.
Would that be the only one in Sunapee itself?
I know that Harborside Trading does have some things for pets, but not to that level.
Specific.
Yeah, not to that level. So yeah, that would be the only one in Sunapee.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's exciting stuff. I'm excited to see. I always love seeing new businesses. It's very exciting to me.
Yeah, it is fun, yeah.
So the fact that she just opened at the beginning of this month, I'm going to reach out to her, see what else she's got going on, what else she doesn't seem to have a website or a Facebook page yet up, but I'm sure that's on its way.
Yeah.
So once that kind of thing comes up, we'll know a little bit more about her days that she's open, the hours and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really cool to kind of mention it and make sure people are aware that it's there.
Yeah.
If people are driving on Route 11, you're going to see her logo because it's very bright and colorful, so people are gonna see it.
I mean especially with pets, I mean, it's just like, it's something that like literally almost every family has,
right?
And I just find it super convenient. Like, well, I remember like living in Bradford, like when that pet store opened.
Was it the vet? Was it like a
not Compassion Vet?
No, it was
the 5 acres, but it was something else before that, I think, right?
No.
Or was it the gym before that?
It was the gym before that. I think there was something that was right across from Dunkin' Donuts in the new building, I thought.
I
thought there was something, but I thought it was horse related, not necessarily. Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway.
I don't remember.
But I just like, when they have like a pet store like right in town in smaller communities. It's just so convenient.
Yeah. And it's definitely something, like you said, like every family for the most part has a pet.
Mm-hmm.
Cat, dog, rabbit, you fish, know, guinea pig, whatever. Fish, whatever it might be. So it's nice to be able to be shop local and not necessarily have to buy online or have to go to one of the big box
drive
stores.
Drive 30 minutes away.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's going to be exciting. I'm excited to see what she does with it. And, you know, I'll hopefully be able to bring KK in there one day and pick out a few treats or something like that and get a feel for it. But yeah, so Dr. Laura Piera from Pleasant Lake Vet has opened up Pet Wellness 101, 552 Route 11 in Sunapee. A couple other things to take note of.
Yeah.
So we talk about on the show the Discover Sugar River Region group.
Yes.
We have Sugar River Region socials, which just basically mean residents and people can kind of get together and explore a little bit more about what the region has to offer without the added pressure of like a business networking event or, you know, anything like that.
Yeah.
Our next social is on the 20th, April 20th, and it is a pre-show VIP invitation only kind of thing. Limited tickets are available. And it's before the Claremont Opera House show that evening. It's actually limited tickets only, a VIP pre-show kind of mixer.
Okay.
And it's on the 20th, which is the Rob Zappala mm-hmm. or Zappula. I don't know how you say it. 10-piece orchestra celebrates the music of Herb Albert and Sergio Mendez on April 20th. So the show itself starts at 7:30. The event will end around 9:30. And there's some pre-show tickets that are on sale. And that's going to be pretty exciting because anytime you get a VIP hour, like you feel like, I don't know, you feel fancy.
It does. It feels important.
Mm-hmm. You feel like
dignified.
You're
dignified.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But so it'll be a fun opportunity, especially for folks who have not necessarily experienced the Claremont Opera House first. If they've never been to a show there before, it'll be a great opportunity with a smaller group of people to kind of explore and ask a few questions. So that'll be fun. That's our April Sugar River Social. Mm-hmm. So we're working on May's Sugar River Social. I am planning one for July, which is going to be blueberry picking.
Oh,
it's one of my favorite things to do. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Of course. I wouldn't go anywhere else.
Right.
However, there are other great places. Bascom, like, I feel bad every time I say that. But Bartlett's is my favorite mm-hmm. blueberry place. I know that everyone has their different choices.
Right.
I thoroughly enjoy Bartlett's. So yeah, so that's our Sugar River Social number 4. Mm-hmm. And then we actually just had representation. So Elise was able to go to Canada recently. And she was at the Outdoor Adventure Travel Show.
Mm-hmm.
And she was able to kind of talk about our region and talk about how cool everything we do here is and what we have to offer Canadians if they wanted to come down and explore. We're about 3 hours away from Canada. So for people to kind of explore is really not that wild. You know what I mean? For people to come down and explore.
There's not much difference between Northern New Hampshire and Canada.
So for them, it would be a really cool opportunity to come to a place that isn't necessarily crazily populated, like going to Boston or going to, you know, one of those kinds of places.
Come on yonder to the wilderness and woods.
Outdoor Adventure Show in Canada. Mm-hmm. It takes about 3 hours for them to get down here, but there's a lot of things here that people are interested in exploring. Mountain biking, hiking, all of the different trail systems that we have here, there's a lot of opportunity for them to explore this region. So it was a great opportunity for her to get up there and kind of say hi, say bonjour, if you
bonjour.
Will. Bonjour.
Je m'appelle Elise.
Mm-hmm. I don't know that she went that far. But I don't know any French except for bonjours. I was not able to go this year, but hopefully I can go next year. It is something we're looking at doing again in March of 2025, just because it's a great... It's a great opportunity to talk to people and tell them how cool we are.
And that's only 2 months before...
Dun, 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 dun.
The green rolling hills of Ireland.
Yeah, so we're going to Ireland in May of 2025, mm-hmm. and we're looking for people to come with us.
That's right.
So if you're listening to this show and you're like, Ashley is the coolest cat I've ever heard in my life.
I want to spend 10 days with her.
Bam.
There you go.
I have a way for you to do it.
Yep.
It's only a few $1,000. It is a little pricey.
But you're getting a lot, though.
You are.
I mean, that's like one of those like once in a lifetime experiences.
Correct. You're getting transportation to and from the airport. You're getting your airport ticket.
You're getting some meals
Airport ticket. You're getting your airplane ticket to and from Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting all of your stays, most of your meals. So there's a lot that's included with
that.
But we are having an informational session. So we have two of these scheduled because it's an opportunity for the Colette travel team to be able to talk to people who are interested in going.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not really – we don't have a lot of the details ourselves.
Yeah.
And we've kind of partnered with a local travel agent to be able to be the middleman when it comes to all of the bookings so that we're not the ones who are answering questions about how many bags can I bring and what size does it
Makes
need to
sense,
be
yeah.
and where am I going to sit on the plane and all those kinds of stuff. So on May 20th at 5:30, we are going to have our first information session for anyone who's interested in learning more. Mm-hmm. It is not a commitment, right? For you to come to this information session, you're not signing the dotted line, and you're not putting a deposit down. It is simply just coming to learn more about the process of group travel with Colette and with the chambers.
Mm-hmm.
So we encourage anyone who's even hinting at the possibility, maybe even not this year, but maybe next year or the year after, if you wanted to join us on a travel trip, this would be a great opportunity to kind of learn the ins and outs and how that all works.
Yeah.
So that's on May 20th at 5:30 p.m. It's going to be about an hour-long presentation, we think.
Mm-hmm.
Colette's the one who kind of leads the charge there.
Yeah.
And we just corral the troops and get everybody there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be in the 24 Opera House Square, which is technically the Moody Building. And it's going to be on the second floor, which is the conference room that's there.
Oh, okay.
And we're going to provide light refreshments so that people have, you know, some tasty things while they're listening. I was gonna go with like Irish themed snacks, but I was shot down.
what were you thinking?
I was thinking, like, because Blueland Bakery does, like, Irish soda bread, like, scones. And they have hot cross buns, and they have a whole bunch of things like that. So I was going to go down that road. And then I was shot down because people was like, that's very particular, and most people won't like those things. So I was like, oh, okay. Lame.
Well, most people don't have to go on the trip.
Yes, you're right. So if you're interested, definitely consider coming to that May 20th info session. And if you're really committed and you want to do it, that's also a day that you can sign the paperwork and you can put a deposit down. Yeah. No, they won't make you do it.
It's like one of those like timeshare meetings.
Yeah, when you sit down and you're like, hey.
We're going to give you a free mini TV if you just show up for the presentation.
Exactly. Yeah. We're not going to do that. There's no TVs and there's no
consolation prize because there's nothing to be coerced into.
Exactly. No. It's up to you if you want to go. And this is just an opportunity to learn about what the process is. So that's on May 20th at 5:30 p.m. in Claremont at the Moody Building, second floor. You'll see signage. Don't worry. And we'll be there to help you.
Perfect.
So, yeah, that's our second segment today, folks.
All right. We'll take one more break with the Day Trip Destinations on News Talk 99.7 WNTK. AM 1490, FM 98.9, WUVR.
He was working through college on my grandpa's farm. I was thirsting for knowledge, and he had a car. Yeah, I was caught somewhere between a woman and a child. One restless summer, we found love growing wild on the banks of the river.
News Talk 99.7 WNTK, AM 1490, FM 98.9, WUVR. Welcome back to Day Trip Destinations. This segment is brought to you by Bar Harbor Bank and Trust. To understand life in New Hampshire, they work hard to find unique solutions to meet your financial needs. Working together, they help their customers thrive. Learn more at barharbor.bank and by Eversource. At Eversource, they know the role energy plays at the center of your life, warming your home, powering appliances, and keeping your lights on. And with global energy prices at all-time highs, they want to help. Working together. They can find a flexible payment plan or other assistance that you might qualify for. They want to find a way to manage your bill that works for you. Learn more at Eversource.com.
I will say that the cool thing about Eversource is that they are super big community sponsors.
They are.
Like, they really step up.
Like this.
That's true. Like this. They support a lot of our annual meetings for chambers across the state of New Hampshire. They support a lot of our bigger events. So if it's a large fundraiser for a particular chamber in an area that they support, they'll step up and they'll give, you know, sometimes a top tier. They've supported the New Hampshire Association of Chamber of Commerce Executives Conference over the past few years.
Yep.
And we're working on setting the schedule and everything for that now for this kind of late spring, early summer. And they're, you know, one of the top tier sponsors again. So it's just like they always commit.
They knock it out of the park every time.
So our next segment, we're going to talk about something that you can day trip to. Naturally, right?
What a great place to do it on.
Well, sometimes, like, I get a little distracted with, like, you know, the calendar of events and the things that are coming up.
Yeah.
So I usually spend some time talking about those things, but I've spent the last two segments talking about those things.
That's true.
So hopefully people aren't bored yet.
Let's talk about a place.
Let's talk about an event.
Sure.
So this particular place we're going to talk about is a vineyard.
Ah, yes. I feel like we've talked about them.
We have not, actually.
We have never talked about these people before.
Okay. So it's called Averill House Vineyard.
Averill?
Averill. A-V-E-R-I-L-L.
Like Levin? Averill Levine?
Who?
Averill.
Averill Levine?
Yeah.
A-V-R-I-L. is A-V-E-R-I-L-L.
Okay, fine.
Very different. So Averill House Vineyard in Brookline, New Hampshire, mm-hmm. at 21 That's Averill Road.
Isn't that like way down there?
It's a ways, yeah. But it's still a day trip. It's still worth it.
Oh, you did say day trip.
Wait for it. Nope. Because this particular event is happening through April 28th. So you know when COVID happened.
I do remember that.
Do you remember that? Wasn't that far along. No. Wasn't that long ago.
No.
But everyone like did outdoor seating in like these igloo pod mm-hmm. kind of things. So they still have those igloo pods up, but they're using them as kind of individual tasting. They are using them as individual kind of seating pods.
Okay.
So they are doing things like individual wine tastings for the groups that are in the pods. They're doing
So you can have kind like of more than one person inside.
Yes, you can.
Okay. I thought they were like separating groups of mm-mm. like
No.
Okay.
So they have fire towers. They have outdoor seating, of course, depending on the weather and those kinds of things. They have the wine tasting of 4 wines from their extensive selection. Mm-hmm. They have a dedicated manager and tasting associate serving you and attending to your fire tower. So this is like a pod, basically, right?
Right.
You have Wi-Fi access for your choice of themed music and volume restrictions and whatever apply. Complimentary parking and endless Instagram moments and memories to last a lifetime. So it's children under 13 are free and welcome. Pets are allowed when leashed. That's kind of what got me going. I was like, oh, what? I could bring KK?
KK, you get to go to a vineyard.
Children 13 to 20 purchase an adult ticket and will modify their experience without alcohol. And kids 12 and under are free. The cost is $59 for the first 2 adults.
Mm-hmm.
So that's actually not that bad.
Not
right?
At all.
So it's like 30-ish bucks a person.
Oh, and it's $59 for 2?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So it's $59 for the first 2 adults. And then past that, $15 for each additional person. And you can put up to 8 people in the same party in the same igloo.
Mm-hmm.
It's just really kind of nifty the way that they advertise it. And they have so many videos, which I've recently found that I am a sucker for videos. Like, I'll see pictures all day long, but I won't read a darn thing.
Yeah.
But I will see a video and I will watch it and I will play it.
Yeah.
And
it really video's neat because it's like pictures like in motion.
Well, yes, that is in fact what videos are. Nice job. Oh, my. So Averill House Vineyards welcomes wine lovers, families, and their friends to enjoy and explore our winery, wines, and tasting room through our fire tower experience.
Ooh.
Whether it be one of our wines, our wine slushies, yes, please,
mm-hmm.
our hashtag wine cream, which is wine ice cream,
mm-hmm.
sounds good though,
sure.
or warm mulled wine, we're absolutely certain that you're a taste away from finding your next New England favorite.
Yeah.
This is a reservation-only event for the outside fire tower experience.
Mm-hmm.
So it has all of this kind of – they have American-built outdoor pellet stoves. The event includes the following for 2 adults, and then you can add additional guests, as we mentioned before.
Yeah.
And if you're looking for a larger party, it is an option. You just need to give them a call if you're interested in that. Consider adding the additional sweet and salty treat board or the sweet night hashtag wine cream, ice cream, and the mold warm cider. And you can also try the new s'mores board. Mm-hmm. What's my favorite ice cream?
Favorite ice cream? Oh my God, I know this. I know it.
Campfire s'mores from Gifford.
I'm sorry I don't remember every single food that you enjoy.
Sorry. We talk about it enough here on the show.
Yeah, that's at least the second time we've talked about it.
At least the second time. So I thoroughly enjoy Campfire s'mores from Gifford. It is the best ice cream I have ever experienced in my life.
Well, that sounds like a great match for you then.
I think it'd be super great.
The s'mores board?
Please sign me up.
And it's just a fun word.
A s'mores board. Ooh. How many times can we say it? Indulge in your senses in an evening of irresistible delight. Treat yourself to a symphony of flavors. I love when they use all of these adjectives.
Yes.
It's so fun. As you gather around your own personal s'mores heater. Picture perfectly toasted marshmallows, crunchy graham crackers, delectable cookies, and rich velvety chocolate melting together in a heavenly concoction.
I always feel like the symphony in your mouth thing is like...
Yeah, but like, is that what you envision? Because that's what I envision. The fire towers are outside under the sky, so we do recommend dressing in layers as it can be chilly or warm.
Ooh.
Make sure to wear warm footwear. Blankets and gloves are available for sale in the tasting room should you need them. You are welcome to wander the vineyard, so bring your appropriate shoe apparels.
And a rope.
Additional. I don't know you need to do that.
Well, if you have like kids and like, you know, just like don't get lost because it's like a corn maze.
Oh.
What if you get lost in the vineyard?
Oh, I guess
then you got to live off fermented grapes for the rest of your life.
I guess you might have to.
Or just walk out.
So this is available Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And right now, because it's transitioning from winter into spring, they're calling it the Spring Wonderland because it's kind of like things are blooming and things are starting to come back
to
life.
The vibrancy of life begins once more.
Right. So all the igloos have like lights on the inside. It's just a really, really cool looking experience.
I always love vineyards. I think they have such a cool vibe.
There is a definite
especially
vibe.
Like with the like yeah like the candlelight kind of like dim lighting and the sunsets under a picturesque vineyard full of life.
Absolutely. I agree with all of that. So if you're interested in the Averill House Vineyard Fire Tower event, you can find them on Facebook. You can find them on their website, averillhousevineyard.com, and you can learn a little bit more about that. And you can purchase your tickets and do your registration. You got to pick your day. You got to pick your time. All those kinds of things are required when you're doing your bookings. But definitely it's a cool opportunity to get people kind of all out together. If you have a group of friends or you have, you know, a family that wants to go out and experience all of this together. Because I think we talk a lot about this kind of experience during the winter time. You know, like we talked about the ice castles and we talked about those kinds of things. But this is kind of a weird time of year where it's not quite
it is kind of odd,
warm. It's not quite cold. It's like this awkward, weird kind of middle ground. So even having something like this be an opportunity for people to go to is pretty nifty. And it is a little further south in the state, so it does give you an opportunity for a little bit more sunshine and a little bit more warmth than it is up here. But I think any events at vineyards, like you said, are just magic.
They really are. And really like it says, like the Instagram opportunities, like just like taking
the
pictures.
Memories that you
it's really cool.
All the good things there. And honestly, it's a really manageable price too.
So
it's not necessarily that you have to, you know, break your bank to do something fun like this, especially this spring. But this runs until the April 28th. So make sure that you're and I think that's actually the end. I think that's the end of our vacation week, people. So like that last
vacation week.
I think vacation week is that because I think April 28th is that Sunday. And then our vacation week is the week that leads up to that Sunday. So probably going to be busy, I would say, that week. But anything now until then is probably
fair game.
Fair game.
Yeah.
So I wanted to talk about that because I thought that would be uber fun for folks to do. Music, s'mores, igloos, fire towers.
Light.
I mean, all the cool things. Wine. Hello.
Right.
All cool things.
Mm-hmm.
And I will say, too, that Sanctuary Dairy is opening very, very soon. I think today might actually be.
Maybe.
I think today might actually be their opening day. But yeah, so I think this is their opening day. And so one of my other favorite ice creams is the Amy Eau Claire, which is maple and fudge together.
See, maple.
Sort of. But it's my second favorite ice cream.
You know what my favorite is?
Mint chocolate chip. Done.
Fine.
Bam! I'm sorry, what? I'm sorry, what?
You did say cherry first, though.
I did say that. Yeah. But then I was like, that's pie. Isn't that pie?
Yeah.
See? Anyways, so that's what I want to talk about. I thought that was a really cool, fun little find that I think could be a great outing for folks, especially this springtime. So as we're waiting for the warmer weather to kind of roll in and stick around, you know, it makes for a kind of a cool middle of that awkward season event to go to and experience. A lot of our local events haven't really kicked off yet, and a lot of our businesses that kind of open for the summer season aren't really quite there yet.
I feel like this is always like the weird season, like where it's you forget how long the season is between spring and then summer.
Right, the actual launch.
Like it's like 2.5 months.
Basically,
because like a lot of people, you know, it's like March 1st, like, oh, okay, spring's here, you know, even if like the ground's bare, like, you know, like uncovered and you see the lawn and everything, it's like, oh, like it's time to get the garden ready. It's like, nah,
not really.
You got like another 10, 11 weeks before you can do anything.
Right.
Yeah. And that's where we are right now.
Yep. It's kind of weird.
Yeah.
And then we still have, I mean, I've actually seen a little bit more foot traffic at the office because we are the visitor center. So we do see a lot of people who come through. And I've seen a little bit more foot traffic. But usually I tell people, you know, our real big official launch is around Memorial Day weekend because that's when we really have everything kind of updated.
It's really new guys. It's just gung ho between Memorial Day and Labor Day.
Yeah.
There's just so much happening in like 3 months.
Yeah.
We just get in as much as we can before.
I will say I went to the Taste of Sullivan County on Sunday this past week. It was weird. It was weird going to an event as an actual patron.
Right.
However, when I first got there, like I was like people were like, Ashley, what do you think? How could we make this better? What are your thoughts? Right. And then, of course, we were talking. One of the guys. So Rob from Fourth Kind Films was there and he was making a video on the whole thing. And he came over to our little gaggle of people and he was like, all right, I need someone to talk on the camera. And everybody was like, no, no, no. And I was like, all right, here we go. And so I did promotional, like I can't ever stop. Right. Like, it just can't ever stop.
It's who you are.
And then of course I'm like walking around, like picking up business cards because I want to like connect with these people later about an event. I'm like, Ashley, shut it off.
Stop it.
Just shut it off.
Yep.
Stop it.
We all wish we could, but we can't.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
We are who we are.
We are. Well, that wraps up this edition of Day Trip Destinations. I would like to rethank our sponsors, which include Crown Point Cabinetry, Appleseed Restaurant, Bar Harbor Bank and Trust, Sweet Bee Market and Cafe, One Credit Union, Eversource, New London Hospital, Forbes Tavern, and Bookkeeping with Phyllis Gagnon, and Little Brother Burger. Don't forget you can listen tomorrow to a re-airing from 4 to 5 p.m. or anytime online at WNTK.com on the Day Trip Destination page /podcast. We'll talk to you again next week with News Talk 99.7 WNTK AM 1490 FM 98.9 WUVR.